Hours later, after three rounds of lovemaking and not nearly enough minutes of drifting sleep, she curled against his side. Her mouth slid over his nipple, stopping to press a light kiss there. Even as exhaustion pulled at him, he couldn't help but smile. "Woman, you are insatiable." "With you, yes." He tightened his arm around her and reached for the covers with the other. Heat rolled off of him, but he worried she'd get a chill. Tucking the sheet around her, he covered up the parts he'd so enjoyed all evening. "Why did you really come to that hotel months ago?" She mumbled the question against his skin with eyes closed. He flinched before he could stop it, but she must have felt it because she lifted up, her eyes finding him in the room, saved from complete darkness by the glow of the porch light below the window and the rising dawn. "Is this topic forbidden?" she asked as she nibbled on her bottom lip.
"I think we've proven nothing is forbidden between us."
"I'm serious." "So is he."
"It's not attractive. Like, it goes along with a guy who would give a pretty brunette a false name to lure her to bed, then walk away without any consequences."
She leaned down, letting her hair fall over his chest as she kissed him, quick but hot. "Just so you know, the name didn't get me into bed. It was that face and the dark sexiness."
"Good to know."
"Great, actually. Part of him always wondered why she took him up on the offer to move their conversation from the hotel bar to the room. It wasn't as if he was smooth and at his best. That night, the worst side of him had threatened to burst out. He brushed his free hand over the arm lying across his chest.
"I was furious, irrationally so."
"About?"
"Austin and Mitch."
He closed his eyes on a regretful groan.
"I really was a dick. They'd both found these women and were happy, and I felt... I don't even know how to describe it. Austin had some tough times and got through them. Too much alcohol and too little carry. But everything felt so unsettled, yet it wasn't. See, they were settled. I was the one. It was like nothing felt right. My life, my choices, even my own skin. I was angry and looking to lash out. Then you sat down and ordered a drink, and I said Austin's name because in that moment I didn't want to be me."
"You didn't seem angry to me." He opened his eyes and looked at her, enjoying the softness he saw there.
"How did I seem?"
"Lonely." He hated that word. Made him sound weak and pathetic, and he hated that, too.
"Damn, really?"